Get on, by the way. I couldn't see the on. Put my glasses on. Have your Bibles turn over to John chapter 3. It's good to be called a Christian. I'd rather be called an old-time Christian than anything I know. I don't want no big names in this world, which I never have. I don't want nothing this world's got, but I want what the Lord's got for me. The Lord's got everything. He's got heaven for me. Thank God I can't wait to get there. Me and Brother Robert was talking a while ago. He said he couldn't wait to go. I tell you, I can't wait to go. I'm looking forward to going home and get out of this place. I had an aunt die yesterday, and I think she was saved, I'm pretty sure. And I hope she was. But that makes my daddy's family. He had three brothers and two sisters. They all dead now. And my mama's left, and she's got one sister on her side. Went over at my mama's the other day, or today. She looks so old. She's 87. She just looks like she's ready to give up. She says she's saved, but I don't know. I have my doubts. It's heartbreaking when you get to thinking about it. It's one thing if you know they're going to heaven. But if you don't know where they're going, that's another story. It just breaks my heart. Over in John chapter 3. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And I tell you what, it answers the question there where he says, a man must be born of water and of the Spirit. And then he answers it. He says, he's born of the flesh, and he's born of the Spirit. You'd come in this life in water, you was born in water, and then you get baptized in water, but when you get saved and born again, the Spirit of God comes in, and these people who think that water saves them, I wish that was so. I'd carry water around everywhere and pour it on somebody that was lost. That was not going to save you. You here tonight? I got baptized while I got sprinkled on the head, wasn't baptized when I was a little kid, and I didn't know what it meant. I was raised a Lutheran all my life. That's all I ever knowed. They'd go up there and they'd put that water on you and touch you on the head and do this tic-tac-toe stuff. If that's all you've ever had, that's not going to get you there. It's not going to get you there. You're not going to go. But if you get bad, you can get in that baptistry and you out to the lake and take a get baptized to the tadpoles, know your social security number, and you're still not going to be saved. What saves you is what's inside. Jesus Christ comes inside of you, and you've got a change in your life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Your life is new in Jesus Christ. I don't have that same life I had 43 years ago. Tomorrow I got saved. It'll be 43 years. Amen. God saved my soul. God's kept me. And He's kept me safe. And I tell you, that don't mean that I hadn't had troubles. And it doesn't mean that I ain't had heartaches. And it doesn't mean that I don't have pain. But I tell you what, I got it inside my heart, and I got the peace of God that one day I'm going to be with Jesus Christ. Can you say that? Can you look me in the eyes tonight and say I'm going to go to heaven because I have that peace of God in my heart? I've been birthed into the family of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not lost. I'm saved because He died on the cross of Calvary, because He hung between heaven and hell, because He shed His blood that you might be saved. Please don't die and go to hell. I consider you my friends. I tell you, I want no one to go to hell. I ask you, won't you please just cry out to God? You can't come to me. I can't get you saved. If I could, I'd do it. But I tell you what, it's all through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And I'm glad that Jesus said, verily, verily, I'll say unto you, ye must be born again. Ye must. There's no other way. You can't be baptized into it, sprinkled into it. You can't go. I went through the catechism class in the Lutheran church, and they tell you all this junk, and you read all this stuff, and say all these things, and it just made you a twofold child of hell, is all it did. And now people go through that stuff, and then when they're old, they say, well, I done this and this when I was in the church when I was young. Well, all that's going to take you to hell if you can't come to a time in your life when you got down and cried out before an almighty God and asked Him to save your soul and come and cry out to Him, and He might come inside of you and take charge of you. He'd come in there and open that door in that room in your heart where you've never let Him in, and you open that door and let Him come in into your life. What is your problem? What's so hard for what's holding you back? What's keeping you from crying to God and just giving your life to God? Don't go through the motions. I hate to know God went through the motions. Go to church all the time, do all the things a Christian does, and then when the time comes and die and go to hell, Brother Danny. And I tell you, you wake up in hell instead of going to heaven, and I tell you what a horrible thing it'll be, and you'll remember every message. You remember every time a church bell, every time you ever saw a track, every time you heard the Bible. You got to remember that, and you'll be in hell burning forever. I thank God, August 15th, 1976, about 25 minutes to 9, God saved my soul. The Holy Ghost come into that church, and I tell you, He come down that aisle, and I was sitting 5 seats back on the inside, and He come in, got a hold of me, and He shook me, buddy, and I seen all of it going to hell. Didn't have no other way out. Didn't have no way to turn. It was me and God. It's either now or never. You don't know. You might leave here tonight and you'll die before you put your foot on that first step. Thank God. I tell you, I've had some hard times in my life. I was taking a shower last night, and I was thinking about this stuff. And man, I just cried. I think all the hard times I've had, the bad things that's happened in my life, the bad things I've been through, my family's been through. But then I turn around and think of the good things. I think of the good things that Jesus Christ has done for me. And I tell you, the good things outweigh the bad things. And I know that my grandchildren's saved, my kids are saved. Thank God, I tell you, I'm a happy person in Jesus Christ. A lot of times I gripe and grumble and get down and out and get discouraged. And I tell you, get the old droop mouth. You don't know, just can't get nothing right. I tell you, you got no reason. Jesus comes around and says, what is wrong with you? Did I not do this for you? Did I not help you here? Did I not save your grandkids? Did I not take you and put you in a good church? Did I not give you a good path? Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, Jesus Christ has been so good to me. I tell you, where would you have been if it wasn't for Jesus? He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You're not going to go if you're not born again. There's no way. God's not a liar. You'll die as sure as I'm standing here, and you'll go to hell if you don't surrender your life to God and give it all to Him. I tell you, I'm thinking about different things in my life. Some things just, you ever had your heart just broke? I mean, just like your heart's ripped out and there's nothing there no more. You've been there. We've all been there. Seen things happen in people's lives. And you think, well, I wish that wouldn't have happened like that. I wish they would get in church. Why was in church? Why not they in church now? Why was they coming to church? And now all of a sudden they're out of church. Like they don't even care no more. It's like they just turned their back on God. Oh, well, maybe they wasn't even saved or not. Maybe they was fooled. The devil had them fooled. Maybe they just coming for a show. And now they just got out of church. Not even saved. I don't know. You don't know. I hope people can see the time is coming near. Time is growing closer and closer. Jesus is coming. Well, you know what? 43 years ago, I was looking for Him to come then, buddy. I tell you, I'm looking more now than I ever have. 43 years is like a vapor. It just vanished away. And here it is 43 years later. And I've done nothing for God. I'm not worth nothing. I feel like the sorriest person they are. But I tell you what, the only good thing I can say is the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my soul. And thank God I know I'm going to be there. I hope I see you there. Amen. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and in the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of Spirit is Spirit. Marvel then not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. You must be. There's no way out of it. It says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He wants the world to be saved. He wants everybody, but everybody don't want that. They let the Satan take hold of them. Satan takes their hand. Satan leads them down the walk of life. Satan takes them here and takes them there. Satan gives them false happiness, gives them false comfort in their heart. But thank God I know the One who can give you the true comfort, the true happiness, the true joy that you have never felt in your life. And that is Jesus Christ. Thank God there's nothing like being in the house of God where the Word of God is being preached. And your heart's being filled. And people sit with sad faces because you don't have that joy in your heart. You don't have that salvation in your heart. You don't have that Spirit inside of you. You're not going around rejoicing. You've got your eyes looking up, but you're looking down. I tell you, it's a good thing to be in the house of God. I tell you, I went to church when I was a kid. Lutheran church. Went there. My mom and dad, they was always faithful. They was faithful to always take us. We went there. I think, what would it have been if they had taken us to a good old-fashioned Baptist church? Daddy's people's Lutheran. You can go over here to Ebenezer Lutheran Church. You can ride by there and look through the grave lot and you'll see them shake, all Lutherans. That whole graveyard is full over at that Lutheran church. That's because that's what they believe. They raised Lutherans and they passed it down one to another. And that's all I knew until I got 16 and I heard a guy say something about being saved. And I thought it was funny. And then I met my wife. And then she told me, I started dating her. We got married. And then my life, I got saved a year later. I thought I was saved. I made a profession so we could get married. She said, well, my daddy, him being a preacher, he won't want you to get married unless you're saved. So I took care of that. I made a profession. Come down, read the words, said everything, got up, Yes, I'm saved. I hung on to that for over a year. And then I fell back into drinking and all kind of stuff. And I tell you what, me and my wife wouldn't be together today if I hadn't got saved. And then my life changed so much. God dealt with her, showed her she didn't have what I had. And God moved upon her heart. And God saved her. And then through that, I've seen people get saved, my kids. I've seen them get rebellious. I've seen them do things. And then God move in. And God answered prayer. I've seen God to do all that. And then all the time, He's working. He's got a work in motion. He's everything's working for one thing, for us heading on to be to do what the God's work, do what God has us to do, and then we keep coming on, and grandkids being born, and then God saving them, and God called me to preach about a year after I got saved. It wasn't really a year, and I didn't accept the call right off, and I kept putting it off. I wouldn't say, tell the Lord and surrender. But then I finally surrendered, and then I started preaching, and then we was going around preaching, and then the babies started coming, the girls, and then, you know, we went different places. I preached in a lot of churches. I preached, and they didn't want me to preach. I preached in my aunt's, my uncle's church down in South Carolina, and he told me to get out, don't never come back. I tell you what, all I want to do is preach the Word. I believe getting healing as far as the Word of God. But I don't believe in this stuff, me zapping you in the head, you're healed here, put my handkerchief on you. I don't believe in all that stuff. So I got up, he's talking about healing, so I got up, he said, just leave. I got up and left. And then I went back and got my tie, and I used to be bad about taking my tie off. He said, just get out and don't never come back. But I tell you what, he's done going to be with God. I hope he is. I tell you, all down through the years, 43 years. 43 years, that's a long time. I'm 64 years old. I got saved when I was 21. And I tell you what, I've been through some meetings. Oh, my goodness. I've been where God was so real. I've been where you couldn't even breathe. I've been in tent meetings where the sides of the tent looked like it was just swelling in and out. I've been in churches where it's so foggy you couldn't even hardly see. You say you're crazy. No, I've been where the God was. I've been where the power of God was there. And I tell you, we can be there if we get ourselves right. And we get right with God. And get close and come together and get in prayer and get God to call down the power of God. Time's not so short that God can't go meet with us. He'll meet with us if we want Him to. Most time we don't want Him to. Most time we don't want Him to. No. You're afraid He might ask you something, ask you to do something that you don't want to do. Are you saved tonight? Did you hear that word? It said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. And then over in excuse me a minute. Sorry. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says, But by the grace of God I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, for which was within me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so that ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false, witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up. If so, be that the dead raise not. For if the dead raise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. We are yet in your sins. Ye are yet in your sins. They that also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Well, I'm glad that's not true. Oh, Lord God, I'm glad that's not true right there. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are not all men, we are all of all men most miserable. But now in Christ, risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For the since of man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam all died, even so as Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. I tell you, I got that blessed hope. I tell you, I'm looking for Jesus Christ. I'm looking. I got a daddy up there. I got grandparents up there. Aunts, uncles, different ones, friends. I tell you, are you going to see your loved ones? Or are you going to die and know the hell? You'll not see no one there. You'll say, in the hell, you'll see we'll have a party. I used to say, well, I'll be with my friends and we'll party. No, you won't have no party in hell. There's no friends in hell. You don't have nobody down there. It's pitch black. There's nobody but you. They say fire can be so hot that it be black. And I tell you, I don't want to find out. Thank God I'm not going to find out. Because why? Because I'm covered, Brother Robert, by the blood of the Lamb of God. I'm glad that Jesus Christ on this day, you know, tomorrow, 43 years ago, He come in and washed me clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you saved tonight? Thank God you ought to lift your hands to the Lord. Thank God for saving your wretched soul. Thank God for washing away your sins. I tell you what, boys, you need to think about life and where life's going to take you. What life's going to lead you. And the devil's leading you to anywhere he can except the church. Step to Jesus Christ. Go to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Amen. Don't run to the devil. It says broad is the way to have that where the devil is in hell, and straight and narrow is the path to heaven. Thank God, brother, I'm going there. Amen. Amen. Thank God, brother. We pray for you. Thank you. I'm glad you got saved. I'm glad God saved you. I'm glad. I tell you, I look over all these camp meetings, these youth camps, and I know I didn't save them or do nothing like that, but God used me. And I didn't think God would use me for nothing, but I look back, and there'll be something when they get to heaven might come up to me and say, you remember me? You was preaching tonight, I got saved. Hallelujah. I tell you, you might be thinking about you get to heaven and somebody come up to you and they'll say, hey, I talked to you about the Lord and you told me something that spoke to my heart and God saved me. You don't know. You don't know what takes place. You don't know what happens when you preach or testify. You don't know when you witness and tell somebody about it. You don't know what ears is going to fall on. My friend, let me ask you, go to heaven with me. Every head bowed, every eye shut. Go to heaven with me.